quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again. Sports Overnight America. We are heard everywhere, different than most other shows. Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps. We're heard on Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces, radio station, including KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas, Nevada, SMSN in the state of Indiana, and a whole lot of more other places. All right, Art's with us, Laura's with us, Mark will join us, and Dr. Paul Summerdinger is with us, and he's written the greatest New York Yankees by uniform numbers, and we've had him on before, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. All right, as usual, I'm watching soccer on Monday night, well, as usual as far as the World Cup is concerned, and the USA loses 4-1 to Belgium. And I say to myself, there was a book written in 2018, I believe, by Republican Rick Wilson at the time. It was called Everything Trump Touches Dies as the USA loses 4-1. We're talking red flags, folks. All right, you can email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. You ever heard of the name Drake Solomon? Well, he's the mascot, or was the mascot, for the Denver Nuggets, Dan Kroenke's club, along with the Rams and elsewhere and others. Okay. Drake Solomon, he was fired a couple years ago after he broke his hip, and I can relate to this, but prognosis was very good, and he was fired. He's now suing Kroenke. You know how much money the mascot for the Nuggets was making? Are you ready for this? $625,000 a year. I think most mascots probably make, what, $100,000 a year? He was making six times that, $625,000 a year. All right, elsewhere, Kawhi Leonard, is he a Clipper or is he a Toronto Raptor? You tell me. All I can tell you is this. 10 months ago, they started the investigation. Were the Clippers paying him under, well, not the way they're supposed to be paying him. Let's put it that way. Okay, so bottom line, is that the player's fault or is that the owner's fault? And listen, the owners of the Clippers, Donald Sterling, certainly better now than it was then. But the point being, it's got to be on the owner, not on the player. So in no way, I don't think the league should punish him. The league wants to punish the Clippers, go right ahead, take away first round draft picks, but don't punish him. I don't think that's right. And listening to San Francisco radio, Logan Webb, he might be traded. They're talking as he's a number one in a rotation. Let's see. Versus the Dodgers, Logan Webb. You got Otani, Yamamoto. You've got when healthy, Glasnow. When healthy, Snell. Wierlewski. You got five guys better than Logan Webb. He's not a number one. He's a number two or three in any rotation. You're number one with us. Come back for more on Sports Overnight America.
Running a business is like running a team. Every play counts. So Sean DeVore built DeVore Recruiting to help business owners succeed. And smart leaders know when to delegate. DeVore Recruiting makes hiring a virtual assistant simple and effective. Their team connects you with experienced professionals who handle admin, marketing, and client support so you can focus on growth. Choose from bronze, silver, or gold packages tailored to your needs. Visit DevoreRecruiting.com. That's DeVore, D-E-V-O-R-E, recruiting.com.
Caddy didn't come from a textbook. Before we started it, we were quoted $60,000 for a piece of software our business needed. So instead, we sat down with our own AI setup and built the whole thing ourselves for just a couple $100. That gap, $60,000 down to $200,000, that is the whole idea behind Caddy. And once we saw what was possible, we could not unsee it. We built it into a system, and now we build it for other businesses too. If you're using ChatGPT or Claude in a browser tab, you're touching maybe 10% of what these tools can really do. Caddy is the other 90%, wired into how your business actually runs. The repetitive work, handled. The details that slip through, caught. The hours you lose to busy work, back. We come in, we build, we train your team, you take the keys. No $300,000 executive hire. No year-long project, no learning curve. Just your own unfair advantage built around how you already work. Book a free strategy call at meetcaddy.com. That's meetcaddy.com. Caddy, your unfair advantage.
Kohl's deal days are right on time. Summer arrives and suddenly you need shorts that fit, flip-flops that survive the pool deck, a bath towel that isn't secretly your beach towel. Get up to 50% off at Kohl's and Kohl's.com, plus daily deals, free shipping, and instant Kohl's cash. Now the only thing left on your list is having fun. Select styles, exclusions apply, no purchase necessary to get instant Kohl's cash. While supplies last, ends June 28th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
In the military, the mission was clear. You knew what to do. Now, the mission has changed. Stepping into civilian life isn't about finding a job. It's finding your purpose.
I wanted a career that would leverage the skills and discipline I gained in the military. IT just felt right.
My Computer Career offers class schedules that fit into your life and skills in high demand. Put your VA benefits to work. Visit mycomputercareer.edu/CWP to jumpstart your IT career today. An elite CompTIA certification partner. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
The burrito is fire.
Hi, this is Maya.
And I'm Antonio. And the little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A hash brown scramble burrito
is that it fuels our morning.
It's the full package.
You have the chicken, you have the eggs, and then you add these hash browns for a nice little crunch.
The chicken's always nice. It's crispy, it's juicy. And the cheeses, they melt together in a beautiful way.
And it gives me energy. It's perfect.
Order the Chick-fil-A hash brown scramble burrito and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America. And later, we'll talk to Dr. Paul and we'll talk to Dr. Paul about the Yankee numbers by the uniform numbers. And Dr. Paul will be with us in a few minutes on Sports Overnight America, the greatest New York Yankees by uniform numbers, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. But before we do that, of course, let's talk about something I opened with. And we're talking about Mr. Leonard, who might be a Raptor, might not be a Raptor. And Laura, you're an attorney. What do you think is going to happen here? I don't know how you can blame the player if the owner said you're going to get paid this way. And if the owner made it up, it's got to be on the Clippers. Can't be on the player, I do not believe. What do you think, Laura?
Well, I think what's really, and I don't know about Kawhi Leonard's involvement. I mean, if he knew about it and he, you know, participated in it, he could certainly have some liability. You know, the sports, they have their own contracts and they're not always consistent with my understanding of basic contract law, which is the Raptors, as far as I understand it, are holding up the trade because they will be liable to the extent that the Clippers are liable or Kawhi Leonard is liable or some combination thereof for this under this illegal payment scheme. And that's contrary to basic contract law, which is if one company buys another company or hires another employee, they don't assume liabilities of that hiree or other company. So I don't know. It depends on the particular contracts involved, and there may be some effect of Canadian law too. I don't know. I wouldn't think so though, because it's probably just based on the NBA and their contract with the player and. Who knows?
It's been 10 months. They started the investigation. Why is it taking them so long? Is Patel doing the investigation?
The owner of the Clippers has some serious, serious deep pockets, Fred.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the commissioner might be a little bit hesitant to go after Stephen Ballmer.
Right.
I mean, the guy is the wealthiest owner in sports, I would assume so. I'm sure Ann Walton and Mr. Walton, the Denver Broncos, and the Rams have something to say about that. But Ballmer is a pretty powerful person. And, I mean, he really did set the precedent by making this contract with Aspire and Kawhi Leonard. And I mean, I thought it was a little bit hanky when they first did it. And I still have my question marks. And now it's coming to fruition because it seems to be holding up a trade that both teams really wanted to get done.
Mark, you think he'll end up a Clipper or a Raptor? Or what's going to happen to him?
I think he'll end up a Raptor, but, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't understand if somebody's doing something like this or we've got all these guys that defer money for 15 years. Isn't that the same kind of consequence here we're dealing with? And then somebody has to take over the deferred payment. Yeah, I mean, what you can cut it with a knife.
Hang on. It's not the same thing.
He
got paid now. He just got paid from another company. That's not the same thing as deferring it over 15 years or something.
Let's say somebody buys the Dodgers.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And before they buy the Dodgers, they're going to be set up with having to pay Ohtani $500 million in the future. I know that's part of the deal, and they have to okay that for the deal. But I do see Mark's point on that.
Yeah.
All right, let's move forward and talk about the mascot for the Denver Nuggets, doing Kroenke for a lot of dough. He broke his hip, had surgery. Prognosis was good. He was fired. Now he's suing Kroenke. He was making $625,000 as the mascot of the Nuggets. Art, you're 128 years of age. I don't know if you know Blake Solomon, but $625,000 to be a mascot, not bad. Art, what do you think?
Ted Gianulis just called me the old San Diego chicken.
Oh, yeah.
You heard that? He wants to know, wait a minute here. He got $500 a game from Gene Klein. So, I mean, yeah, that's a lot of money to be a mascot. I mean, wow. I wonder what the horsey guy with the barrel in Denver gets paid, just out of curiosity. That's a lot of money, Fred. I mean, I understand with NIL and, you know, guys making backup tackles, making $1.25 million. But I guess we are all in the wrong business, you know. Because I would love to be a mascot for a team for $650,000 a year.
Laura, what do you think about $625,000 to be a mascot?
I mean, what, did he go to mascot school to learn to become a mascot?
The University of Mascots.
I don't think you need any skills
Hang on. His dad was before him, before Blake, his dad was the mascot.
Oh, well, then I guess he inherited his mascotness. Come on. It's absurd. But, you know. It's the way, it's capitalism. They can pay him whatever he wants. Are you suing him for wrongful termination?
Well, the lead play-by-play
have been fired.
Well, the lead play-by-play announcer, you guys, the lead play-by-play announcer for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Greg Brown, used to be the Pirate parent. Yeah. So maybe there's like something to this, you know, if you hang in there long enough, they're going to throw you somewhere.
Mark, what do you think about the Pirate parent?
I love the Pirate Parrot. He's right up there with the San Diego Chicken and the Philly Fanatic. But, you know, when you look at this thing, it's funny because Kim and I were talking about the other day, you know, if they ever have a strike in baseball, which is coming, and it'll be a lockout. But does Congress get involved, and should they get involved? Because we're hearing this guy's making $625,000. There's a lot of people that are going to be losing jobs besides the players and owners here. So, yeah. You might want to protect your assets.
Senators make $200,000. U.S. senators make $200,000.
Yeah, right.
A mascot.
But they're there. Hey, Fred, they're
when
there.
When Joe Manchin retired, he got $73 million of his of all that campaign money he raised, and he took that home with him,
Fred.
Just so you know.
You know, after this debacle, which I consider to be a debacle with the World Cup and interference from Trump.
Oh, my gosh.
I think we should let our sports teams and our sports athletes work their issues out without government.
I agree.
Whatever the laws are as far as contracts go, but I don't think we want Congress to interfere with baseball.
I don't think we want Congress to interfere with anything at this point.
We don't want Trump to interfere with, you know, how they assess penalties.
Laura, the first thing you want to take out of that is you don't want Argentina – referees, refereeing Argentina games.
come on.
That was
the Egyptians are crying in the background as Messi scores the goals to win the game
the other day.
Let me say this.
Highway robbery.
You know, it seems like sports is the last bastion of integrity. And if we lose that.
It was.
Let me say this. 30 million homes viewed the game on Monday night. Which means 75 million Americans watched that one game. Now the
and
question
1 billion,
is,
1 billion internationally.
Right. And so the question would be, is soccer going to move forward in this country, or art, is it just gonna back up?
It always has.
Art, what do you think?
You know, I just think the NFL has such a tight grip on the American sporting scene, along with Major League Baseball and the NBA. You know, I just don't see it happening. I've been thinking it might happen for going on 50 years now. Now, it has become more popular. I think women's professional soccer in this country can be really, really strong. But I don't think men competing in professional soccer, especially after the debacle I saw, you know, against Belgium with the United States. I mean, did that team even show up, you guys? I felt like we were like a deer in the headlights. It just looked like the moment was far too big, in my opinion.
I think that there was a curse on it because I think the players were upset. I don't mean a curse literally, but if I were on a team and that happened to one of my teammates, I would feel like the team was sort of tainted, you know? Right. I mean, it's just,
I'll give you
I don't know that. I thought they were kind of dispirited.
Do you think Ballor actually did anything premeditated to hurt the player to deserve a red card in that situation?
If the referee called, I don't know the rules of soccer, but if the referee called the play and they appealed it, you know, like if there's a review, I don't know what the rules are.
Well,
but that's their
problem. The head of FIFA actually said that they were gonna look at the appeal anyway. Now, I don't know if, you know, FIFA, I got to tell you something. FIFA is about as corrupt as you could get in terms of
anything that guy says.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when you look at the heavyweight boxing, which I grew up with, you look at the NCAA and you look at FIFA, they're all three were corrupt. And if somebody is going to look me, if somebody's going to look me in the eye and tell me that they're not trying to get that poster boy Messi to the final against, you know, because they don't want these little countries succeeding to get, you know,
happy in Messi. Is that what you're saying?
Well, there should be an investigation in it. I mean, there really should, because you show me how they take a 3-goal lead and then get deflated, and Argentina spends the last 5 minutes scoring goals left and right. And I can see the Egyptian coach getting mad here and frustrated. And now you're giving red cards and yellow cards. It's just a corrupt business. And I think when you have this, as far as your point with the NFL, Art, we're living in a generation now where these young kids that are coming up, they're not really paying a lot of attention to sports as they're much paying attention to players and stuff. So I don't know if the NFL, if you have a threshold on something and you don't do anything to better it, eventually it's going to crumble. And
all
I
right,
think,
let's take a break. Barron Sports Trivia straight away on sports overnight.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. Time for Barron Sports Trivia. Later, Dr. Paul, greatest New York Yankees by uniform number, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. But I want to respond to what Mark was saying as far as, let me say this. The best part of Monday night's soccer match, Belgium really can dance very well. I think
Trump dance. You got a kick out of that.
I think their dancing was fantastic. But talking about pro football, Chris Johnson, the former running back for the Titans and others, has declared himself he's got ALS. In fact, he found out last year he's got ALS. And so, Art, I've said this a million times on this show. 50 years from now, there won't be an NFL. It'll be flag football. Art, agree or disagree?
I do. And I got to tell you something, Fred. When I read about that, I mean, the guy had the greatest rushing single season of any running back in the history of the world. And a lot of people would not know that. Okay. But I thought this was a slow developing disease. And then I saw the interview with his family and his wife and the kids. And this has happened in almost a year and a half now. And I mean, he is going fast. And I got to tell you, that disease to me is the most insipid, scary thing I've ever seen. I had a personal relative of mine, and he went through it. He was a very successful real estate developer. And it starts at your toes and works its way north. And it is just, it's debilitating to the point of scary, and they don't know anything about it. And I mean, I got to tell you, I pray for anybody that gets involved with anything like that, because it's just, it's beyond reproach.
Yeah, it attacks your whole body organs, right?
Everything.
Yeah.
But it
starts right at the front and works its way up.
It doesn't affect your cognition. I think it's just a physical.
Until the very end, because your head. Your head is the last thing. That's even scarier if you think about it.
It's almost
you have
like,
no control over any
like
of your
Parkinson's, faculty. Right? Parkinson's disease, almost similar.
Very similar.
Yeah.
But is there a recognized connection between ALS and head injuries?
According to the NFL, there isn't.
Well, according to independent sources.
Let's play some Barron Sports trivia before we start, of course.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Art's 128 years of age, and he needs legal medicinal products to stay awake and answer these questions. So, Art, what do you take to answer the questions and talk trivia and talk sports?
Well, the great folks at Prevagen have come up with a new formula, the professional formula, you know, and it's just fantastic stuff. I mean, it really helps the cognitive abilities of a human being as we get older. 127 years of age, I need every possible thing I can take to keep me up late at night, and this does a wonderful job for it. And they've been good to us, and they're going to eventually sign on with us, and we're going to get this done. So look out for it. Look for the professional formula of Prevagen, everybody.
All right, let's play some Barron Sports Trivia, Laura's favorite part of the program. Laura, you ready?
Laura.
I'm ready, and I also have a trivia question.
All right, here we go.
Perfect on those two.
This famous actor was once kicked off the University of Colorado baseball team because he was drinking too much, and he missed practice. Laura, this famous actor, and he was famous, kicked off the Colorado baseball club for drinking and missing practice. Who might this actor have been?
Was it Robert Redford?
Was that? Is that a question or is that the answer?
I'm just playing Jeopardy.
What?
I'm just playing Jeopardy. Robert Redford.
You think it's Robert Redford?
Yes.
Mark, was it Robert Redford?
No, I think this was the heartthrob back in the days that the women all liked. And Brad Pitt took the mantle after him. I think it was Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds played at Florida State.
Florida State. How can he get played baseball in Colorado?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying, you know.
I was torn between two guys.
Right.
Redford and Costner. And since Laura came up with Redford, I'm going with Laura on this one. Okay, so we're going to say Robert Redford.
And you two are correct. Laura, you really awakened. Are you taking Prevagen, Laura? Seriously.
I'm speaking or some other time.
It's because you keep asking me questions about
Rivers wasn't as
some
good
peripheral looking. Stuff I know about more than I'm sports not, statistics.
Yeah. All right, Mark, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Later, this guy became a dictator and president and prime minister of this nation. But on September 27th, 1947, he was given a baseball tryout by the Washington Senators. They didn't call him back, but he had a baseball tryout with the Washington Senators, September 27, 1947. Later, he became a president and prime minister. Mark, who might this have been?
I was going to say, you said baseball. I was going to say Pele. But
did he become president?
No, I mean, ooh.
How about if I tell you his brother's under indictment right now?
Art, what's the answer?
It's Fidel Castro.
Laura,
Fidel Castro.
Steve, oh my God!
Cuban, I would have got it.
Both of you are right, and Mark, as usual, is wrong. Listen, Mark, seriously.
When I lose, you know, it's like the Pirates. I told them the other day. I said, when people tell me they lost, I tell them we didn't lose. It was a rain out. We don't lose.
All right, Laura. Your turn to shock us with a question. What question? Go ahead.
Wait, Laura. What about my trivia question? Okay. In honor of Wimbledon,
yeah.
three men have won all three major slams and Olympic gold. Who might those three men be?
Did McEnroe do it?
Mark
Smith? McEnroe never won the French.
Oh, he never won the French?
No.
Art, it's not McEnroe.
I'm going to have to throw Jimmy Connors in there.
Mark Smith? No, he can't.
I'm going to have to. Mark Spitz, yeah, he swam his way through the Wimbledon.
Mark Spitz is definitely wrong. Yeah.
And I know you love Djokovic. So I'm going to have to say Djokovic is in there. And my third one is going to be Pete Sampras.
All right. How about
Pete
Ken
Sampras, Rosewall? Djokovic, and who is your third?
How about Ken Rosewall?
Kenny Rosewall from Australia.
How about Roddick?
Are you guessing or what? Art is right on one player, which is Djokovic. The other two, all of you are wrong. Do you want to go through another round of guessing?
Let's see if we guess some more, because I have a good one. I think I was thinking
now that I thought about it.
How about Becker?
I don't think Becker ever won the French either. The French has stupefied a lot of people.
I think Nadal's missing one as well.
Who's won the most?
What about the guy from Switzerland? What's his name? He was awesome. Roger Federer. Is he one of them?
Who's won the most clay matches?
All right, you got to tell us who these two other ones are.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. That Mark is on the right. Mark is getting warmer when he talks about clay championships. Clay court.
Djokovic has won the most clay championships.
Nadal. Wrong.
You guys are really deficient in tennis. I think
Nadal is the king of the clay.
I grew up with Ponce.
Okay, what about the Swedish bombshell with the long blonde hair?
Martina Navratilova.
Bjorn Borg.
No, you guys. No. It's just hysterical. Okay, so the other two are Rafael Nadal, which I should have given you a huge hint since he won 14 French Opens, and Andre Agassi.
Oh, the Las Vegas Flash.
All right, Steffi Graf. We've got a couple minutes left. Let's go on with another question on Barron Sports Trivia. Laura, you ready?
Yeah, but why am I starting every round?
Because you're doing so well.
I don't think that's fair.
Later we'll talk.
Our trivia questions we've never answered one yet.
Later we'll talk the greatest.
Give her a Ryan O'Hearn one.
I think you're punishing me because you can't ever guess my question.
Yeah, well.
The greatest New York Yankees by uniform number later on. But right now, let's talk about a New York Giant. Laura, where did Willie Mays end his illustrious baseball career?
I'm not sure I'm following the reference to New York Giants. Oh, because he played in New York first before he went to San Francisco.
I think I know this.
Willie Mays. I need a hint.
No hint.
This could be a tricky one, Fred, because I know he got traded to the Mets.
I think I know this.
You think you know this? Okay.
I think I do.
Go ahead.
Because Willie Mays played on the Giants when the Pirates beat him in 71. I say he went back to New York and played with the Mets.
Art, Mets, or somebody else, some other team?
Well, I know he played for the Mets, but my question is, did he sign with the Giants and retire with the Giants at the very end of his career, maybe play one game? I'm not sure, but I'm going to go with the Mets because he did get traded.
Yeah, for, I'm going to stop the skid.
Yeah.
Everybody got it right. Yes, the New York Mets. Very quickly now, where did Mickey Mantle end his baseball career? Art?
Marilyn Monroe.
That was DiMaggio.
At the famous bar in New York City.
Where did Mickey Mantle end his baseball career?
I'm going to say New York Yankees.
New York Yankees. You know, he didn't go anywhere else?
No.
Laura, did he go anywhere else?
I think he played his whole career with the Yankees.
Mark, they say Yankees. Did he move elsewhere?
As much as I want to say my Pirates, I think he stayed in New York.
All right, your prevision is working, Art. Laura's 3 for 3, I think. It's a night that I'll never forget. All right, we'll talk to Dr. Paul, the greatest hero of Yankees by uniform number, all straight away on Sports Overnight.
Kohl's Deal Days are right on time. Summer arrives and suddenly you need shorts that fit, flip-flops that survive the pool deck, a bath towel that isn't secretly your beach towel. Get up to 50% off at Kohl's and Kohl's.com, plus daily deals, free shipping, and instant Kohl's cash. Now the only thing left on your list is having fun. Select styles, exclusions apply. No purchase necessary to get instant Kohl's cash. While supplies last, ends June 28th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This summer, the Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich and Pineapple Dragon Fruit and Sprite are back at Chick-fil-A.
Let me tell you about the Pineapple Dragon Fruit and Sprite. It's bright, it's bubbly, it's back.
The Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich, it's so rich, and you can choose between the original or the spicy filet.
Ooh, boy.
And then you got those pickled jalapenos tucked right under the filet, and then just to top it all off, you've got a little honey drizzle right on top.
Okay, now I'm a pimento fan.
And I'm feeling the dragon fruit.
Which fan favorite will you choose? Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter. Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Lenny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu. My Computer Career, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. Talk about the greatest New York Yankees by uniform number, Dr. Paul Semendinger. And we've had Dr. Paul on a couple of times previously, but this one is really interesting. He's talking again, the New York Yankees by uniform numbers, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. My dad was a Duke Snider fan. I became a Duke Snider fan. But I always liked the Mickey Mantle. You wrote something in this book I had no idea was true. Rookie year in 1951, Mickey Mantle was not number 7. He was number 6. Explain.
That is correct.
What was the logic moving to number 7 from number 6?
Oh, you're stumping me. That's a great. I didn't expect that question there, Fred. You know, back in those days, a lot of guys wore different numbers. Joe DiMaggio, I think he began with number 9. You know, players in the beginning, the numbers didn't mean as much as they do today. People put a lot of more emphasis on their uniform numbers. But he started off as number 6, maybe because they felt that he was going to be the heir apparent to Joe DiMaggio, who wore number 5. And why he went to 7, that's a question I don't know. You stumped me.
Art Sources never stumped. Art, you're on the air.
That's good. They used to call me Stumpy. But anyway, seriously, I think in the old days, honestly, I think they used to use the numbers as the position in the batting order.
Well, that was, yes, when they first started, the first year that the Yankees had the uniform numbers, 1929, those uniform numbers corresponded to where they batted. But that only lasted that first year.
Yeah, but I know that was part of the trivia. But, Dr. Paul, it's great having you on. I wanted to talk about the famous number 2 in Yankee history, because I can think of at least 3 really good players, 2 Hall of Famers potentially. And go ahead and go from there. My favorite was Bobby Mercer. He probably didn't make the Hall of Fame, but a heck of a player anyway.
Well, yeah, number 2 is obviously the greatest Yankee in number 2. That's a softball because it's Derek Jeter, and the number is retired for him. Though when I wrote the book, I didn't necessarily say that if a number is retired for a player, that automatically made him the best. I looked at every number. Like, I did not give the award of the best Yankee in number 9 to Roger Maris. When you mention Bobby Mercer, it's actually kind of interesting. If you go to number 1, I consider Bobby Mercer the greatest Yankee wearing number 1. You see, Mercer had 2 different careers as a Yankee. His first career before he was traded to the Giants for Bobby Bonds, and then he came back at the end of his career. When he came back at the end of his career, he wore number 2, and he was more of a pinch hitter. So you had to be the best while wearing that uniform number. So Bobby Mercer as a pinch hitter at the end of his career obviously doesn't compare to Derek Jeter. I didn't hear the question.
Would that have been Billy Martin then as the number 1?
Billy Martin.
Is Billy Martin the guy that was the best number 1? Yeah.
No, Billy was not the best number 1. The best number 1 was Bobby Mercer. Billy wasn't a great player, and I didn't take into consideration their managerial work. Billy was a very good player, had some good World Series, but overall he wasn't a great Yankee as a player. The greatest player probably to appear in number 1 was Earl Coombs, a Hall of Famer. But Earl Coombs only started wearing that number at the tail end of his career because, as we said before, the numbers only came in 1929. And if you compare how they played in uniform number 1, Bobby Mercer was slightly better, in my opinion, than Earl Coombs.
The greatest New York Yankees by uniform number. Laura, you're on with Dr. Paul.
Yeah, numbers are fascinating. You know, I have this math phobia, so numbers are like anathema to me. But I was going to ask you, what do you think, I guess then and now, whatever makes sense, what do you think is the motivation for most players behind the number that they select?
For those who get to select,
I assume some are appointed, but.
Right. With the Yankees, the lower your number, the hope is, especially if you're coming up as a young player, that you're going to be the next great lowest uniform number that can be retired. Anthony Volpe, who the Yankees are trying to hope that he becomes the next great Yankee, he hasn't proven to be that yet, but they gave him number 11, and basically every number up to number 11 has been retired. So the hope being, let's give him a low number and he could be the next great Yankee, but it's not working out that way so far.
Do you think that's true across other teams that's how other teams
players take numbers? No, I don't think that's true for other teams because they don't have as many retired numbers. People could argue that the Yankees have retired too many numbers. But, you know, people like uniform numbers for all sorts of different reasons. I still play baseball, and I'm an old man now, And there was another old guy played for the Yankees. The greatest in number 56 was Jim Boughton, who wrote one of my favorite books, Ball Four, probably my favorite baseball book of all time. And so year I turned 56, I started wearing uniform number 56. And so that's, you know, I think we pick our uniform numbers for any number.
I love it.
Dr. Paul, as a kid, I read that book. And we talked about this on the show a few weeks ago. In Ball Four, which I read as a child, Jim Boughton basically called Alston Howard an Uncle Tom, did he not?
I don't remember that part. You're giving me good questions here.
That's what we're here for.
I did read that book as well as a kid. And obviously it was very controversial, but you know, there's a lot of insight and a lot of great things. My favorite part of the book, not to
what was Ray Oyler's nickname? Do you remember the Ray Oyler part, the shortstop? Clang, clang.
I remember Gary Bell's nickname was Ding Dong. What was Oyler's nickname?
I love it. Clang, clang.
Talking to Dr. Paul.
He took more ground balls off his cup than he took off his glove.
The greatest New York Yankees by uniform number, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. All right, talk about the catcher, Bill Dickey, Yogi Berra.
Oh, that was a great one because everybody wants it to be Yogi Berra. And in the end, it was. Bill Dickey taught Yogi Berra a lot of what he did to catch. And Bill Dickey actually taught a lot of Elston Howard how to catch as well. He was considered the greatest Yankee catcher for a long, long time. But in the ensuing years, Yogi has risen to that level. And when you look at their numbers, they're so, so, so close. But Yogi was slightly better. He had a longer career. He had those MVPs. The Yankees won a lot of World Series with Bill Dickey. They won more with Yogi Berra. So Yogi, in a very close race, not a landslide at all, becomes the greatest Yankee in number 8.
All right, then let's throw this out. DiMaggio versus Mantle. DiMaggio lost 3 years because of the war. In your book, basically, they're dead even. I mean, the numbers are almost unbelievably close. Who do you like the best? If you're going to say the best center fielder, the best Yankee in that position, DiMaggio or the Mick?
Again, a great question. I was just talking about this with some baseball people yesterday. When I grew up, it was not even a question that DiMaggio was the greater of the two. That everybody said that. Every book you read said that DiMaggio was one of the greatest baseball players of all time and that Mickey couldn't possibly compare. With the advent of the modern statistics, OPS plus and war and things like that, Mickey really ascends to be the better of the two. Boy, oh boy, if you had to take one or the other, Mickey had a little bit of a longer career. Joe DiMaggio retired early, did miss a couple years to the war. I think Joe was more legendary. You know, Ernest Hemingway wrote about him. You still find stories about Joe DiMaggio in books and music and things like that. Mantle never quite got to that level, though, of course, he was an icon for decades in among that generation. But if I had to pick, well-rounded, all-around player, and I reserve the right to change my mind tomorrow, but I think I take Mickey Mantle.
Art's 128 years of age. You're on with Dr. Paul.
And on that same subject, Dr. Paul, had Mickey not had the leg injuries, the really catastrophic knee that he hit on the sprinkler head in Yankee Stadium, old Yankee Stadium, I think there wouldn't even be a doubt in that stat. But my father used to jump off the Third Avenue L into Yankee Stadium. He grew up in the Bronx, and he was the fat guy. So he was only the guy that always got caught, right? And the police would take him down to where they held him, and they'd feel sorry for him after an inning or two, and then he'd get out. And he always told me that the most incredible thing was watching Joe DiMaggio patrol the huge, vast center field in Yankee Stadium.
You know, there's the great story of DiMaggio. Late in the season, the Yankees had already clinched the pennant. They were playing a meaningless game. They were going to the World Series, and some kid is watching the game, or some kids are watching the game in the stands, and some batter hits a long fly ball into the deepest recesses of Yankee Stadium. And DiMaggio runs as hard as he can, gracefully and beautifully, but to make the catch. And when he gets back to the dugout, the teammates say to him, "Joe, why are you trying so hard? The game doesn't matter." And he said, "There's some kids out there watching me for the first time or the last time, and I owe it to them to give my best." I just love that.
The greatest New York Yankees by uniform number, Dr. Paul. Laura, you're a Dodger fan, but Dr. Paul's with you.
Not a Yankee fan. Doesn't require any explanation. No, I love that. I love these stories. You know, I was thinking, too, that when you're comparing players that are so close, some of it depends on just pure star power. And, you know, like Yogi Berra, I mean, is there another player that has as much star power as Yogi Berra? I mean, he had to be number one, I would imagine.
I think Marilyn Monroe helped Joe DiMaggio,
wow.
though.
Well, that's true, run. Too. Yeah. But wait.
Sir Perebri, I put flowers on his grave till the end of his life.
Yeah. I just want to remind Paul how great 1960 must have been for you.
I wasn't born yet, but I was running the Pittsburgh Marathon a couple of years ago, and it circles around PNC Park, and you get to the point, and there's this giant statue of Bill Mazeroski with his hat off, rounding third. And I'm saying, I don't want to see that right now. I want to.
He was a great Hollywood.
I wasn't even born yet, but it still bothers me.
Yeah,
Dr. Paul, with us, the greatest New York Yankees by uniform number, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. What's your alibi? What's your excuse, Dr. Paul, for becoming a Yankee fan?
Oh, that's a great, great question. When I was a kid growing up, my dad is a lifetime Red Sox fan, 88 years old, the biggest Ted Williams fan in the entire world. But when I was growing up, there were these two kids across the street, probably about 6 or 7 years older than me. And you're talking the mid-1970s, they looked and acted and were as cool as Fonzie. And they were Yankee fans, and I couldn't resist following their lead because they were the two coolest people I knew.
Mark, that's you're awesome. You're a Pirates fan. Dr. Paul is not. Talk to Dr. Paul, Mark.
Well, I mean, I respect Mantle. I respect, you know, all those guys you're talking about. But my idol, I think, is not only he had great character, he owns a lot of stadiums as far as putting balls in shots. Willie Stargell. Any thoughts on Stargell?
Willie Stargell, Dr. Paul. Any thoughts about the Pirate, Willie Stargell?
Well, I'll tell you what. In 1979, that was a terrible year to be a Yankee fan. That's when Herman Munson died in the plane crash.
Yeah.
But I was 11 years old, and the playoffs come, and I was mesmerized by the 79 Pirates. And my favorite of those players was Dave Parker.
Yeah.
And when I was in Boy Scouts, you had to pick a symbol amongst, I guess, these various patches you could get to represent your troop or your den or whatever they called the little group there. And I picked a cobra because I wanted to represent Dave Parker. I loved that We Are Family group, and I loved that World Series. And so, yeah, I was a big Willie Stargell fan from a distance.
Hey, how
Dr.
many
Paul, Dr. Paul, hang on. Dr. Paul, we got to go, but second half of the season, Yankees, they do better than they're doing right now?
You almost can't do worse than you're doing right now. They're 5-15 over the last 20 before they won last night. The Yankees,
when do they get Aaron Judge back?
I don't think he's coming back till late August or September. They're going to be fine because the American League isn't any good, so they'll make the playoffs, and then like they do every year, they'll probably lose.
Dr. Paul, enjoyed the book, and if you want to come on again, we'd love to have you on Sports Overnight America. Thank you very much.
You tell me when, Fred. I'd love to come back. This is always fun. I love the questions.
Dr. Paul with us, Amazon.com, the greatest New York Yankees by uniform number, and more on Sports Overnight America.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating.
And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Overnight America. I'd like to thank Dr. Paul, the greatest New York Yankees by uniform number, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. Some interesting tidbits in there and interesting stuff. Yankee fan or just baseball fan, the greatest New York Yankees by uniform number. All right, let's talk baseball. And I'm listening to San Francisco radio, and they think the Giants might make some major trades before the trading deadline. Logan Webb is mentioned, and I'm listening, and they're talking him as if he's a number one starter. And I'm saying to myself, with the Dodgers, if they're healthy, he'd be like a number five starter. He's like a number two or three on an average team. Art, is Logan Webb a number one starter anywhere?
Yeah. If he played for the Angels, he'd definitely be their number one starter. But, you know, Fred, the one thing I will say about him is he's a good pitcher. He reminds me of the old-fashioned pitchers, which we talked about in our conversation the other day. You know, the guy doesn't have tremendous stuff, but he knows how to move the ball around, change speeds. And, you know, I think he'd be wonderful in the proper rotation. I mean, and I do remember, you know, in the World Baseball deal that they had before the season, yeah. Paul Skenes and him were in the dugout talking pitching, and he's really been wonderful with a lot of the young guys. So from that perspective, if I was looking for somebody to help, if I had a young staff, I would get a guy like Logan Webb because I think he has a lot to offer.
Laura, what are the Dodgers going to do as far as the trading deadline is concerned?
Get healthy, I hope.
Well, I hear Snell and Diaz are coming back after the All-Star break is what I'm hearing.
You know, I was just looking at this. The Dodgers currently have 12 players on the IL, all but two of whom are pitchers. And all the pitchers except Trinan are on the 60-day IL. I mean, it's a really interesting statistic, it seems to me, that there's something going on
and
their pitchers.
What's this deal with loose impediments in the elbow? I've never heard anything like that. Yeah. And they have this new surgery. It's bizarre. I don't know if you guys have heard about it, where this machine goes in there and actually takes out the little loose impediments, and you can return faster. Tariq Skubal had it. Another pitcher had it as well. And it's the marvels of modern science are amazing, you guys.
I think the Brewers are in the running to get Skubal.
I think Max Fried had it. Mark, in 30 seconds.
That's right. That's right.
The Pirates going to do anything?
They'll do something in the second half. I figure with the last 68 games, they're going to probably run a 50 of them, maybe 45. But we got screwed in Pittsburgh because Brandon Lau is much better than Max Muncy, and I don't know how you start Max Muncy at third base batting 240 something.
I think you ought to trade Paul Skeens. All right, Bart, for Mark, for Laura, for Mario, all night long, more Sports Overnight America.